Okay. In the chant, 10 subjects of frequent recollection, what does, quote, one who has gone forth mean? Anyone on the path or only monastics? If it refers to people on the path, what does it mean, quote, my very life is sustained through the gifts of others? Thank you for your teachings. Well, in this case, particular case, the chant is actually a it's lifted right from the suttas, and it's a encouragement directly to the monastics. So there's a teaching that the Buddha gave to the monastics. So it's the word is pabbahajita. So one who's gone forth, one who's taken ordination. But as is the case in many and most of the teachings that are directed to monastics, generally they'll have a very direct application for anyone who's practicing. In this case, and say, yeah, my very life is sustained through the gifts of others. That's a direct admonishment and encouragement for those who are monastics and who do live on the offerings as our life prescribes and our training makes it kind of impossible to say to have an independent livelihood, but that doesn't mean that that can't be extrapolated or extending the logic, because certainly I think it's important to recognize that as human beings living in society, in culture, in that we have layers of interdependence and relying on each other in many different ways, kind of the American ideal of the kind of the rugged individual who's completely independent doesn't really hold up as a human way of existing. As human beings, we inevitably have webs of relationship and dependence and contact that we need to honor and be sensitive to, so that even though it's not, say, maybe directly applicable of my very life is sustained through the gifts of others, it's not much of a extension of logic to recognize, oh yeah, I can make that applicable, I can make that useful for me as a reflection.